From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Britain, France, and United States are strongly condemning Russia's support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and his government's role in a suspected chemical weapons attack that killed scores of people, including children. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Moscow needs to rethink its alliance with Syria.
Well, there's no doubt in our mind that the Syrian regime under the leadership of Bashar al-Assad is responsible for this horrific attack. And we think it's time that the Russians really need to think carefully about their continued support of the Assad regime.
The attack in the rebel area of Idlib province sparked global and moral outrage. President Donald Trump described the attack as, in his words, affront to humanity that cannot be tolerated. Trump says the Obama administration bears some responsibility for the ongoing acts of the Assad regime.
Well, I think the Obama administration had a great opportunity to solve this crisis a long time ago when he said the red line in the sand. And when he didn't cross that line after making the threat, I think that set us back a long ways, not only in Syria, but in many other parts of the world, because it was a blank threat.
Meantime, President Trump is set to host a two-day summit with Chinese President Xi Jinping in Florida beginning Thursday, and North Korea's latest ballistic missile test will likely be part of the discussion. Wednesday's launch by Pyongyang came after Trump threatened that the U.S. is prepared to go it alone to counter the North's nuclear threat if China does not step in. Pyongyang's ballistic missile tests are in violation of U.N. security resolutions. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.